My Beloved Masters, composed by Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. Shishimad Bhakti Alok Paramahans Maharaj, serving both Granth Bhagwat and Bhakta Bhagwat. Prior to accepting sannyas, Shishimad Bhakti Alok Paramahans Maharaj was known as Shri Mahananda Brahmachari. While Srila Prabhupada was still present in this world, Shri Mahananda Brahmachari managed Bhagwat Press in Krishnanagar, which was dedicated to printing Srila Prabhupada's editions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, the title manager does not befit devotees, because a devotee understands his position is always that of a servant. But as Shri Mahananda Brahmachari's duty were exactly like those of a manager, we are referring to him as such. He arranged everything for the in-house printing of Srimad Bhagavatam and other publications of Srila Prabhupada. For the service of this publication, Shri Mahananda Brahmachari employed a stenographer and a typist. Once, the king of Nadia was in need of printing a publication, but had no one in his service capable of typing or taking dictation. In response to the king's need, Shri Mahananda Brahmachari offered the services of Bhagwat Press, stenographer and typist, and even offered to print the publication, as Bhagwat Press often took outside clients. They presented the king with a flawless publication. Not even a single mistake was made. Impressed by the high quality of his publication and the care with which the devotees of Bhagwat Press produced it, the king decided that he would no longer send his future publications to Kolkata for printing, but would instead use Bhagwat Press exclusively. In this way, the press eventually gained a favorable reputation due in part to the efforts of Shri Mahananda Brahmachari. Everyone in the area knew they could put their full trust in the abilities of the devotees of Bhagwat Press, and if by chance some mistake were made, the press would immediately rectify it. Another service Shri Mahananda Brahmachari used to perform was to acquire properties for the mutt. Because his services generally required him to collect various items for the Gaudiya mutt, he was given the title Kinaram, which means a person who purchases everything. In this case, the title applies to one who purchases everything not for one's own enjoyment, but for the service of Bhakta Bhagwat, Bhagwan's devotee. Subtle indication, big service. The villagers of Champak Hut in Navdeep possess a deep sense of reverence for Srila Prabhupada, and some of them even became his initiated disciples. Out of their regard for him, they donated him the property that encompassed the various residences of Jaidev Goswami. This is the present site of Shri Gaur Gadadhar Gaudiya Mutt. There was one esteemed local in that village who had two recently widowed daughters. Unfortunately, the daughters-in-laws were unwilling to hand over their respective inheritances, and so the two women were unable to maintain their lives. When Srila Prabhupada learned about the predicament this woman faced, he simply said, "How will they maintain themselves?" Taking his Gurudev's seemingly light inquiry as an order, Mahananda Brahmachari visited the local courts in Ranaghat and filed a court case against the ladies-in-laws and eventually managed to secure their respective inheritances for them. Intelligent service. Srila Prabhupada had a disciple named Shri Nishikant Sanyal, a professor at Ravensa College in Cuttack. Although Shri Nishikant Sanyal had an entire family to maintain, who would offer all his salary to Srila Prabhupada, even after Srila Prabhupada had told him, "If you keep donating your salary to me, then how will your family survive? It would be better if you were to keep something for their maintenance." Out of concern for the family, Srila Prabhupada told Shri Mahananda Brahmachari, "Because Nishikant Sanyal is donating his entire earnings to us, it is our responsibility to take care of his family. I want you to arrange for their complete maintenance." On this order, Sri Mahananda Brahmachari took care of the family's necessities for many years. He arranged whatever they were in need of, the education and the marriages of their children and everything else. Externally, it seems as though such an arrangement would be improper. A renounced person generally has no business seeing to the needs of a grihastha family and should instead be engaged in the service of Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. However, there are two considerations in this situation. Firstly, Srila Prabhupada had given him the direct order to maintain the family, and there is never any fault in carrying out the instructions of Sri Guru. Quite the opposite, Sri Guru's order is the disciple's duty. Secondly, Sri Mahananda Brahmachari intelligently arranged everything in such a way that he was never required to be physically present for these services. Through delegating responsibilities to various people, he never had to visit the family even once. My service to him. Sometime after Srila Prabhupada's departure, Sri Mahananda Brahmachari acquired some land a short walk from Ganga Ghat in Mayapur near Kshetrapal Shiva. Eventually, refugees from Bangladesh began to occupy that land and refused to leave. Acting as his army, a number of devotees and I drove the refugees from that land. Sri Mahananda Brahmachari Godbrother, Sri Bhakti Saurabh Bhakti Sar Goswami Maharaj eventually came to Mayapur and desired to have some place to stay, and so Sri Mahananda Brahmachari gave him half of his land. Accepting Sannyas. Another disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Bhakti Swarup Parvat Goswami Maharaj, originally from Swarup Ganj, had a mutt called Varshabhanavi Dait Gaudiya Mutt in Odala, Odisha, near the Khirchor Gopinath temple. After his disappearance, many devotees wanted that mutt to be given to my Guru Maharaj, Sri Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj, and come under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Mutt. At that time, Srila Prabhupada's disciples deliberated and decided that since Mahananda Brahmachari did not yet have any place of his own, Sri Varshabhanavi Dait Gaudiya Mutt should be given to him, and that he should take sannyas from Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshar Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. He accepted his godbrother's proposal and was henceforth known as Sri Bhakti Alok Paramahansa Maharaj, the Acharya of Varshabhanavi Dait Gaudiya Mutt in Odala. His service attitude. When Guru Maharaj accepted the responsibility of acquiring Srila Prabhupada's appearance place in Puri, many of the required documents were in the Odia language. At that time, there was an Odia devotee, Sri Bhakti Sundar Sagar Maharaj, residing in Sri Varshabhanavi Dait Gaudiya Mutt. Guru Maharaj asked Srila Paramahansa Maharaj, "Maharaj, if it is not a problem for you, we would like to request that Sagar Maharaj can stay with us for some time and help us in acquiring Srila Prabhupada's appearance place." Paramahansa Maharaj replied, "I am not so selfish as to hinder this important service. I will certainly send Srila Sagar Maharaj with you, even at the cost of my own inconvenience. It would be a matter of great happiness and honor to perform even the most menial of services for Srila Prabhupada. We have personally experienced that the speciality of Srila Paramahansa Maharaj was that he was incredibly affectionate and simple. Whenever I would meet with him, I would offer full Ashtang Dandvat Pranam, but even though I was like his disciple, he would always embrace me. His nature was that he never considered anyone his junior, but rather respected all devotees simply because they were on the path of bhakti." Sri Paramahansa Maharaj enters Nitya Leela, composed under the editorship of Sri Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. His appearance. Pujyapad Paramahansa Maharaj appeared in 1893 on Shukla Pratipada, means the first day of the waxing moon in the month of Vaishakha, a Sunday under the constellation of Ashwini. In the other words, he appeared during the first constellation in the first month of the year, on the first solar day of the week, and during the first lunar day of the month. The Earth's invaluable jewel. Maharaj was a Vaishnav always absorbed in Nam Bhajan. He embodied all Vaishnava qualities. All Vaishnavas are truly the earth's invaluable jewels, because each one is capable of delivering the entire universe. Taha bina ratna shunne hailo medini. Medini means the earth has become bereft of jewels without him. Illuminated by the effulgence of devotion. Prior to accepting the shelter of most worshipful Sri Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj's name was Mahendra. Once he received Diksha, he became known as Sri Mahananda Brahmachari. Later Srila Prabhupada awarded him the devotional title Bhakti Alok, which means illuminated by the effulgence of devotion. After the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, he accepted sannyas from Srimad Bhakti Rakshar Srila Gosai Maharaj, and his sannyas name became Srimad Bhakti Alok Paramhans Maharaj. A recipient of Srila Prabhupada's profuse mercy. When Maharaj was a brahmachari, the supremely worshipful Prabhupada entrusted him with looking after Bhagavat Press in Krishnanagar, and later with the managing Sri Chaitanya Math in Sridham Mayapur. By accomplishing all these services with great expertise, he became the special recipient of Srila Prabhupada's profuse mercy. It is impossible to fill the void created by the absence of such an exemplary Vaishnava dedicated to pure bhajan. His induction as an acharya. After the disappearance of Sri Srila Bhakti Swarup Parvat Goswami Maharaj, the founder of Sri Vashabhanavi Daita Gaudiya Math in the suburban Udala development of the Mayur Bhanjan district in Odisha, Srimad Mahananda Brahmachari was inducted as an acharya of that mutt at the proposal of Pujyapad Tridandi Swami Srimad Bhakti Gaurav Vaikhanas Maharaj, and in the presence of Pujyapad Tridandi Swami Sri Bhakti Vichar Yayavar Maharaj, Pujyapad Tridandi Swami Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj, and other godbrothers, all of whom expressed their approval, as well as Srila Bhakti Swarup Parvat Goswami Maharaj disciples and patrons. The next year, 1958, he accepted sannyas and became known as Tridandi Swami Srimad Paramhans Maharaj. His last words. The night before Srila Maharaj left his body and entered Nityalila, he frequently and loudly called out the names of Nityalila Pravish Sri Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj, the founder acharya of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, and Sri Madhav Maharaj's disciple and current present acharya, Srimad Bhakti Vallabh Tirth Maharaj. The names were often heard from his lotus mouth earlier also, for he nurtured profound affection for them. Excerpts from article published in Sri Chaitanya Vani, Year 23, Volume 10, and Year 24, Volume 1.